going to look in the book of Genesis, chapter 12. I would like to encourage you to pray for the rummage sale this weekend. Our young people are hard at work labeling prices and different things, and it's going to be going on Saturday up until, I believe, it's 2 o'clock. And so let's pray that I know that they would be encouraged if everything was sold, and then obviously the money's going to go towards missions, but let's pray for them. You know, they're a representative of our church, and so let's pray that I noticed the advertisement or the signs out front, so people are seeing it even now. So I appreciate that, and so let's pray that it'll be a success, but let's also pray that someone would come in that's interested about our church and that could even come and visit, saying, what's it like? So let's pray for the ministry there of our young people. But let's look in Genesis chapter 12. We're going to read the first four verses. And it's a familiar passage to all of us. We've actually preached from it before, but there's a thought that came to my mind. And so I hope it's a help to us tonight. But it says, now the Lord had said unto Abram, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house unto a land that I will show thee. And I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. And I will bless them that bless thee and curse them that curseth thee. And in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed. And Abram departed as the Lord had spoken unto him, and Lot went with him. And Abram was 75 years old when he departed out of Haran. So let's pray. Father, thank you for our time together. We do lift up the request of prayer that we have on our hearts, many that are unspoken, many that are struggling in a lot of different ways. We lift them up to you. We pray for our young people. We pray for the rummage sale this weekend that it would be able to get the word out, as I know that they're going to be passing out brochures for Bible school and for our church. So, Lord, I just pray that you'll meet needs. Lord, we pray that you'll bless our time together tonight as we look into your word. May we find encouragement. May we find help. May we find strength. And Lord, if there's someone that listens to us, whether it be here or whether it be online, Lord, I pray if they don't know Christ as their personal Savior, Lord, will you touch that heart and cause them to realize that the only hope they have is Jesus Christ. We love you and thank you, for it's in Christ's name we pray. Amen. God's plan takes faith. God's plan takes faith. And I want to add something to that as kind of like a sub thought, and that is this: nothing to cling to but the promises of God. Nothing to cling to but the promises of God. So we understand that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So Abram was given a direction, and now he had to act upon what God was directing him to do. And in life, sometimes we have to do that. We don't know the outcome, we don't know the destination, but yet we have to act upon what God's word says, and the only thing that we can understand is the promises of God. So we cling to those promises. We cling to them as we are walking by faith. And I'm a firm believer that every person, every child of God, God has a plan for. It doesn't matter what age you are. It doesn't matter whether you're just growing up, or whether you've been around for a while. And even those that, as Brother Jim mentioned, Betty, I've talked to her several times, and And I will say this, when I've talked to her, she'll always ask how people are doing here. She'll always ask that. And she'll always say, I wished I could get back to church. I wished I could come to church. I just miss it so much. So we should never take church for granted if we're able to come. But she always thinks of you, and as a blessing. And I tell her, you might not be able to come, but we sure need your prayers. We sure need your prayers. So I believe that every person, no matter whether you're healthy enough to come to church or whether you're not physically able to come to church, or even that your life has changed so much, you're having to stay in a assisted living or a home of some sort, you still have a purpose. You still have a purpose. So God's plan takes faith. And the first part of Genesis, I wanted to kind of go back just a little bit. The first part of Genesis, there are four main events that take place before God tells Abram and gives him direction in his life. We think about creation, how that creation, the earth was formed, the heavens were formed, man was formed, and all the living things were formed. So we think about creation. We also think of the fall of man, where Adam and Eve sinned, and that was the fall of man. We think of the flood, where God cast judgment because of the evil that happened in the world. And then we think of the Tower of Babel, and there were certain individuals that was in that time period, of course, Adam, and we think of Noah, and we think of different individuals that God dealt with. But in these events, God was dealing with the human race. God was dealing with the human race as a whole. But in chapter 12, he deals with a person, and he also deals with a plan. Now, keep in mind that God makes no mistakes. And everything that's in the Word of God, and my dad taught me a long time ago, and I remember this when I was young. He said, everything that's in the Old Testament points to Christ, and everything in the New Testament points back to Christ. In other words, the cross being in the center. And so we need to remember this as we're studying and as we're learning, as we're reading, that throughout the Bible, God sees, or God has a perfect plan to work for the redemption of fallen man. God has that perfect plan. And Abram was part of that plan. And so the decision that Abram, that we're going to be mentioning tonight, the decision that Abram made to follow the Lord, believe it or not, affects us today. It affects us today. You never know how God can use us if we are willing. And that's the reason that I believe that every age, every generation, every person living that's a child of God, there's a plan for us. There's a plan for God's purpose. You know, we've already talked about it. We know, based upon what Jesus Christ did on the cross, we know that heaven is going to be our destination. And we rejoice over that. We think about how wonderful heaven is going to be, and how we just mentioned a few moments ago, how that our thoughts are going to be different. Things are going to be different because they're not going to be tainted with the sin-cursed world. But you realize that while we're here, there's still a job. While we're here, there's still a plan. And so sometimes we see things in short segments. And what I mean by that statement is we think of our own life and we think of that short segment of our life, and we don't really think beyond that. We don't really think of how my life today can affect the generations to come when I'm gone. But it's true. And I can give you a prime example, because we need to think of the whole picture. How can my life today affect people in years to come when I've already gone? How can my life affect those people? Well, a prime example is our own church. The prime example is, and I'm not going to go over the history of our church, but I will make a few mentions, and that is the fact that where we are today, and the fact that we're able to worship here tonight, and the youth is able to work together tonight, and we worship, and we have time together on Sundays, and all the other things that we do here at our church. Do you realize that it started with someone having a burden for this community? The things that we rejoice over now and the things that we have comes from someone having a burden of this community. And although the community has changed, and we know that, we know the community isn't what it used to be, and how that there's even more changes coming. And we know that. But yet, it came from a burden, and people, whether it be the generation that this church started, or the generation that a little over a hundred years that we are now, we all have the same thing in common. And that is the fact that we all need the Lord in every way. Whether it be by salvation, whether it be by leadership, whether it be by direction, whether it be by help and strength from the Lord, we all need the Lord every day. And so after the burden was acted upon, over 100 years ago, after the burden was acted upon, Smith Grove was formed, and people came and supported the work. People came and supported the work. And up until a little over a week ago, the church had four pastors, and in those four pastors, which they served the Lord, and this church of faithful believers, and those that have walked through these doors and served in all kinds of capacities, and lives were changed. People were helped. People were saved. And each pastor had to walk by faith and in full dependence of God. But I will say that many times they didn't know the destination. They didn't know what the outcome would be. They didn't know what would be the next step. They didn't know, where they would be at 50 years from then, or 60 years, or 70 years, or so on. They didn't, just like us, we don't know what the destination's going to be, but we want the work to carry on. We want the work to continue. We want the church to grow. We want the church to thrive. But they didn't know the destination, and they didn't know the total outcome, but what they did know was God was leading, and they had to have faith. And the Bible says in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 8, the Bible says, "But by faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he showed or should after receive an inheritance, obeyed, and he went out not knowing whether he went." So he went out not knowing where he was going to go. And Abram stepped out on faith, not knowing the full destination. And we read, and we study, and we see how this affected this, and this affected this, and how you know, all these things took place. And God told Abram to go, and he went. And he went. And we must be reminded enough. And it's important for us to realize this. We must be reminded, and we must remember that our lives are going to affect people in a positive way or a negative way. Our lives are going to affect people in a positive way or a negative way. But God has a plan. And I'll tell you that when I was growing up, and I've mentioned this before, but I'm going to use this as an illustration. When I was growing up, we lived in the mountains, and I remember my mom and dad had bought a house, and I was in second grade. So however old you are in the second grade, is how old I was. And my dad lost his job, and they were six kids in the house, and my mom, and they had to feed all of us, and there was no work. There was just no work. And that was somewhere around in the early 70s. I think it was somewhere around probably about 72 or 73. So God allowed my dad to move, and we came in this area. We lived off of Mears Chapel Road in Greensboro, and we stayed there for a couple of years, and then work went away again, and those were back in the days when my dad moved to Greensboro, and before we came along, he actually stayed right close to the YMCA off of West Market, and there was a little rent room that he rented while he worked to get enough money to bring his family. So we stayed here a few years, and then we went to down east, and so I know what tobacco and corn and all them fields and how hot it was, and my first job was topping sucker and tobacco, and we would get out real early in the morning, and I would have to top and sucker the tobacco, and I would stay out there all day. And I would be so sticky and so dirty, but I sure did enjoy that little money the guy got, you know, the farmer gave. But then we weren't able to stay there that long, and we moved to Rowan County in Salisbury, and then we were there a few years. And then in eighth grade, we moved back here in Colfax, and we've been here ever since. But each step that my parents made and each direction that my parents took affected me, my sisters, affected all of us, and I'm here today because of decisions that they made then. You see, we don't realize how our lives intertwine with others and how our life affects other people. And so Abram was asked by God, or told by God, to get thee out of thy country and from thy kindreds and from thy father's house into a land that I will show you. So tonight I want to spend just a little while looking at the first steps of Abram after God's call. The first steps of Abram after God's call. And it takes faith. It takes faith. So the God's call was simply this in verse 1. God's call was, now the Lord said unto Abram. So this was a direct statement that God made to Abram, and this was considered a call. He had a direction. God didn't call anyone else. God didn't call, anyone else in the Bible that is mentioned at this time, but God called Abram. So it was Abram's call. So Abram had a choice. Abram could listen, or Abram could say no. Abram could go as God told him, and it was going to be a sacrifice. It was going to be something that he had to do, and sometimes that's very hard. And so this was a call. And so what God was having him to do had to be God's call. And, we will not all be an Abram. We will not all be an Abram. But what we can be is ourselves, and allowing God to work in our own life. And so God told Abram, this is what I need you to do. This is what I want you to do. This is the direction that I'm giving you. Now, let's talk about this call just a minute. For there to be a call on someone's life, for there to be a call, there needs to be four things. And an act upon call. There needs to be four things. And it first begins relationship. You'll hear that probably from me as much as anything else, is our relationship with God. Our relationship with God is the most important thing in our life. Our relationship with God is more important than anything that we can do or anything that we can achieve or even any family member that we have, because if our relationship is good with God, then it's going to help everything else. It's going to help everything else. It's going to help us act right. It's going to help us do right. It's going to help us make the right decisions. It's going to help us to be able to help others. Our relationship with God must be a personal relationship. We must have God in our life. God must be number one in our life. And yes, there's going to be some things that come our way, and there's going to be some distractions, and there's going to be some hardships, and there's going to be some tough times. But make God first in your life. For Abram to be able to follow God, it doesn't mean Abram didn't make some mistakes, and we can look at some mistakes that he made, even not long after he made this journey and went out on this journey. It doesn't mean we're not going to make mistakes, but it means that we're going to have that help and that support in that direction. So our relationship with the Lord, and how do we have a relationship with the Lord? It's not by anything that we do, but it's about everything that Jesus Christ has done. Amen. We cannot make ourselves any better than what we are right now. We cannot clean ourselves up. We cannot look good. We can do all those things, but it is an outward thing. What we need is an inward change with our life. An inward, a heart change, like I mentioned last Wednesday night. It's an inward thing, and it begins with our relationship. For God to communicate with Abram and give him that much of a direction, there had to be a relationship. And then next thing, there had to be trust. There had to be trust. Abram had to trust God. He had to trust God. We must note that his trust was challenged on his journey. If you've studied or known much about Abram, there was some things that was in his life, that some decisions that he made, that one would say his trust was challenged. But if you're honest with yourself, there's been things in our life that our trust has been challenged. Our trust has been challenged. Every decision that he made may not have necessarily been the best one, but God helped him. God helped him. And he still had trust in him to do as he commanded. Do you not think it takes trust to step out away from everything that you know, step out and go to a place that you don't know? That took trust. For my dad to leave Asheville and leave six kids and a wife that didn't have her license, for him to leave and be gone weeks at a time trying to find work, do you not think that didn't take trust? It takes trust to live our life. It takes trust to work out God's plan for our life. It takes trust for us to look to the Lord. It takes trust. It begins with relationship, and then it goes to trust, and then it goes to obedience. The next thing is obedience, following God's command and direction. Verse 1 gave a clear-cut direction that he must do. Get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house into a land that I will show you. That's obedience. He must act upon that. He didn't say, well, I think I'll go tomorrow. Or he didn't say, hey, let's talk about this a little bit. Let's think about this. Or even let's form a committee and talk about it. No, he had to be obedient to what God wanted him to do. And this is important. This is the fourth one, and this is important. He had to be willing to go. He had to be willing. Abram was willing to go. For God to use his people, we must be willing. We must be willing. Those are the four traits that we need as we live our life. And as we consider God's plan, relationship, trust, obedience, willingness, willing to be used. God can use every person if we let Him. God can use every person if we let Him and if we allow Him to work in our life. Now let's see the condition of the call. There's a condition. He says, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house and to a land that I will show you, show thee. God gave him specific details about the journey. It's almost like God was saying, don't worry about things, just follow me. It's almost like God was saying, look, I've got this, I've given you direction, I've told you what to do, now just follow me. Follow me. Do you know how hard that is sometimes? That is hard sometimes. It sounds simple, but when you know your life affects other people, you wonder, am I making the right decision? How's it going to affect this? How is it going to affect that? But you know, if God's leading us to do something, and God's directing us, and as I said before, God's got a plan for all of our lives. Do you know if we're obedient to them, to the Lord, the things that we're worrying about and the things that we're concerned about will work themselves out with God's help? And I've mentioned this a long time ago, but I mentioned this a long time ago. We are safer in the will of God than we are running from God. We're safer in the will of God than running from God. So he was just to follow God. Follow me. The passage in the Bible that I think of when it comes to someone asking for direction, and that is none other than Peter. Peter in the New Testament asked God, can I get out of the boat? And can I come to you? And that's found in Matthew 14, verses 28 through 31. Peter said these words, if it be thou, let me come. Let me get out of that boat and come to Jesus. Jesus said, come. Come on. And Peter got out of the boat and started walking on the water. And I can't imagine how that must have been like. There's one time in my life, and I was a teenager, there was one time in my life that I got the sensation of being on top of the water, and that's when I tried to water ski. That's an amazing feeling when you're getting pulled by a boat on a water ski, and then I got up the first time, and I was like, hey, this is good. This is good. I went about 100 yards, and I was thinking, look at me. And nobody told me that you're supposed to keep your arms stiff. Nobody told me that. So I started doing this, and it's like I was pulling myself towards the boat, and all this happened within just a few seconds, but it seemed like eternity. And then I realized that, hey, I'm walking on the water. This is good. I'm skiing. And then all of a sudden, just like that, I fell off them skis. And the person driving the boat, and we were actually at a youth outing up at Lake Hickory, and I was with a youth group, and they forgot to tell me one thing. Let go of the rope. I drank most of Lake Hickory. I began to sink. I finally realized, and I called myself a dummy, you need to let go of the rope. But my point is, when Peter started walking, his faith grew weak. because of the surroundings, because of the storm, because of all these things, his faith became weak. It isn't easy to follow and not be afraid. It's not easy to follow and not be afraid. That is where our faith comes in. That is where our faith comes in. When we become afraid on our journey, and if there's a time in our life that our faith grows a little weak and we begin to sink, do as Peter did and say, Lord, save me. And I like what that passage of Scripture says, that Jesus immediately stretched forth his hand to save Peter. God knows our heart. God knows where we are in life. And he knows when we say, Lord, save me, we really mean it. And he reached down and picked up Peter. God's call to Abram was just simply, follow me. I'm giving you direction. Follow me. And then lastly tonight, the comfort of Abram's decision. The comfort. And that's found in verses 3 and 4. And it says, and I will bless them that bless thee, and I will curse them that curseth thee. And in thee shall all families of earth be blessed. So Abram departed as the Lord had spoken unto him, and Lot went with him, and Abram was 75 years old when he departed. His decision to follow God and be obedient to what God wanted was going to not only bless him, but it was going to bless others. And that's why I say our faith and God's plan for our lives takes faith, but it's going to affect other people. It's going to affect other people. One of the greatest blessings of Abram's decision and God's direction, one of the greatest blessings was Abram's family tree. And we know that Jesus was in Abram's family tree. And Jesus was born to save us. Jesus was born to save us. Jesus is the only hope that man has. He's the only hope that man has. But Abram had struggles. Abram had challenges, and there's a lot of them. And they come in a lot of ways. But God stood by his promises. God stood by his promises. But Abram had to step out on faith for God's plan. God had a plan for Abram, and we are blessed today because of that. He has a plan for each one of us, but it takes faith. But who in our life can be blessed by the plan God has for you and me? Who in our life, whether it be while we're here or generations to come, who in our life can be blessed by God's plan for our lives? We sometimes don't realize it, but our plan affects others. It's not just about us, but it's about those that we're around. It might be someone that we don't even know that we could affect. You know, there's been people in my life, especially as I went into the ministry back in 1989, and God has put people in my life, or put people in my life that helped me to get me just a little further. to get me just a little further. And some of these people that I haven't seen in years, some of them are already in heaven. But God put people in our lives, in my life, to help me. And He's still going to put people in my lives. But you know what also I realized? That I may be put in someone else's life to help them. But God's plan takes faith. And our faith will be challenged. But we just need to do those things. Relationship, obedience, following His call. All those things. And I believe that God will bless us. And I believe as we continue on as a church, you know, I won't be here, but I hope and pray that this church is still solid and standing true in 100 more years if Jesus Christ doesn't come first. What a blessing. God's plan takes faith. All right, let's pray. Father, thank You for our time together. And now, Lord, we pray that You'll bless the remainder part of the service with the prayer request and the missionary. And Lord, just help us to realize that You have a plan for our life, that we're not too old or our struggles aren't too much, but You have a plan for each one of us. But help us, Lord, to exercise our faith in You, that we can help others like Abram did. We thank You for our time together in Christ's name. Amen.